I'm speaking with Matthias Ableitner, who is a developer on the Spring RTS engine. Thanks so much for speaking with me. Could you tell us what your project is?
It's hard to say. It's not a single project. It consists of many small projects. We have some game developers, we have some engine developers, and there's also some infrastructure like download site where game developers or map developers can upload their stuff, and the lobby clients automatically can download the files. And players can use the lobby to directly connect to the lobby server, and the client automatically can catch these files the game developer made. Our project tries to make a really good platform for strategy games.
This is a framework, an engine for building games on top of. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
What games are currently available on this platform?
There are about 10 good maintained games. It's difficult to say, as there are also many modifications of the games. On the biggest download page, there are maybe about 50 games, but some of them are unplayable.
How long have you all been working on this project?
I joined the project in 2010. I'm the youngest developer. I had contacts to the game developers, and I wrote some stuff to the content platform, to Spring Files. And so I know many of the people who made the games too. It's a really nice and big community.
When someone simply plays a game, it's not obvious to them the complexity that's behind that, the game server and the game engine and, you know, all of the different parts that go together for that. As someone that just plays the game, it's amazing to me to see all of the layers of complexity that are behind it. The Spring RTS project itself is the game engine, is that correct? And the games themselves are available elsewhere, am I understanding that correctly?
If you want to be exactly, the Spring is the engine only.
Okay.
Spring was first a game named TA Spring.
What things are in the future for the project? What are your goals?
Our current biggest goals is to make it easier to use.
Okay.
We have some small improvements. The biggest ones on Windows, but it's difficult to make it easy to use on Linux. Because the engine has to be exactly the same version if you want to play online. And we currently make many updates, and if you want to make an update on Ubuntu, for example, first a package has to be built, and this takes time, and it's hard to make it automatically, such a package for each platform.
If someone were interested in becoming part of your project, what could they do? What sort of skills would they need?
It depends what he wants to do. He can make a game, or he can help with the engine. Some people wrote an AI for exams or for the university. We really would need help in the engine currently, I think. But it's very hard to get close to it. It's very complex. We have about 300,000 lines of code. That's okay. not few. That's not so easy to handle and understand.
Now, something that I've noticed over the last few months is that there are many different game engines on SourceForge. What distinguishes one game engine from another? Is it the type of game?
Yes, there are many engines, but Spring is one of the few engines that works in sync. Floating operations are on all platforms calculated the same. This means only commands of players are transferred over the network. This allows to have many, many units on a game. Many other engines only transfer a few of the game state. There's a game server, and the game server sends positions of units directly, and our engine transfers only the commands a player make. So this allows to have much more units on a map or on a online game. That's a big difference. This is why it's an RTS engine.
What do you in particular really enjoy about working on this project?
I enjoy it. If I make something new, I can be sure I get some feedback. Often it's not positive, but it's awesome how many feedback you get. Sometimes it's too much, but it's really nice. What I really like about the project, it's so easy to try out things for game makers. You can grab some already written script and modify it and easily make your own game with that or modify an existing game. That's really nice. As we have a full infrastructure for that, game makers can focus on things they want to make. That's, I think, something really special.
Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you too.